Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We hope you can hear us.
We've been having some technical difficulties.
We need another microphone. We need $1 million.
To buy all the microphones.
So, again, we don't need to apologize because we're giving you free content.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, we are. We're giving you free hang time.
But I just feel like our sound has been kind of weird lately, so thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, we're working it out, but we're still providing all of your...
Grey's Anatomy needs.
Yeah.
Okay, so those last episodes were big.
Yeah.
And honestly, this one was big in its own ways.
Yeah, it had a lot of stuff.
And...
I'm adding a lot right now.
Set the scene where we're at.
So we're recording from my apartment. We haven't recorded in this apartment yet. I've been here for a couple months, but we haven't recorded here. And is motherfucking Christmas time in here?
It is.
Yeah. Got the tree up right behind Abby and have garland and lights. And it is so fucking festive in here.
It looks really, really beautiful. It's not too much. It's like perfect.
Yeah. I only did tinsel over one door this year instead of every single window because that was a little bit much last year.
Oh, yeah. You have the ropey tinsel. She has a whole tub behind her that is not
being used.
Yeah.
Because it's a smaller apartment, so, but yeah, I feel really good about it. It's just, I love, like, the lighting of Christmas lights.
It's much better than real lights.
It's just nice and soft, and...
You know, I really want to hang them up outside my house so that I can have them on and then have it come from the outside.
You should do it because it's nice weather right now. It's, like, been in the 50s.
I know, today was beautiful.
Yeah. Am I talking too loud? You told me to talk loud.
No, I think it's better that we talk loud because it looks like we're not talking over there.
Is anything being recorded?
If it wasn't, we would just give up.
Yeah. Quit the podcast.
Quit it. Okay, so I feel like... So Bree and I had a great time this weekend today.
Yeah. It was the holiday weekend, not Christmas.
Right, which when you hear this, it won't be. But it was...
Yeah. That's okay, though.
But we spent second Thanksgiving together.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband's family has a great Thanksgiving on the Saturday after. And it's at his grandparents' house, and it's just a beautiful place, and they, like, make one long table. There's no kids' table. It's just, like, everyone at it. And this year we brought Bree and then our friends Wes and Gus. And it was
because I am married to you as well. I'm your adopted child.
Yeah, this was your first Christmas.
Yeah.
As our second wife.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
And it was so lovely, and we all wore really weird hats. Mm-hmm. And then Opie... Jake's grandpa sang karaoke in the corner by himself, and there were old fashions,
and lots of really good food.
Yeah, and coffee and
gobbler gifts.
Yeah, it was like it was so nice to be like included in a family. Like it was very much family. Well, friends there.
There was
too.
A group of friends.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just like it's nice, like especially in Thanksgiving where you're just supposed to like welcome everyone and. Just a lot of kindness, and I love you and Jake, so it was super festive.
And they welcome everyone.
Like, yeah, they're so sweet.
There's been stragglers, not that you're a straggler, but there's been stragglers before that come, and it's really fun. We should definitely, for the photo this week, use the one of you and your hat.
Oh, yeah, my hat was... Well, and so these hats that everyone had to wear and then say what they were thankful for while wearing these hats and incorporate the hat.
It was very hard. I'm terrible at things on the fly. Yours was good.
Thank you. I said something along the lines of like that I was grateful for friends old and new and then kindness or something. And then I said something about being accepted.
The way that you, no matter what you look like.
Yeah, because my hat was the only hat that had hair attached to it. It's huge pink curly hair.
It was beautiful.
It was nice enough. So it was great. And then I got my Christmas tree this weekend. Orlando Bloom and I went out.
I love how people are writing, like, you in Orlando.
Yeah, we went and to a tree farm, got a nice photo together, and then I went to Friendsgiving with Orlando Bloom's friends, or John's friends.
Met them all.
Yeah, dude. Had a mimosa, drank some coffee, ate quiche.
A whole quiche.
Was nervous, so I ate a whole quiche.
Then they kicked me out because I ate the whole quiche. And
there was no more quiche left for anyone.
And then we broke up. Just kidding. It was really great, though. Like, a lot of holiday things.
Yeah, it was a
huge... Oh, and I had Thanksgiving with my own family, too.
Yeah, we don't... I did, too.
Yeah.
But it's so weird. Like, to me, I did nothing. It was the first weekend without a... Well, not the first, but I didn't have a wedding, and it just felt like I just did nothing. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even... I keep complaining about how behind I am in work, but yet I did no work for 4 days.
It was vacation for 4 days, because Jake was probably home, too.
Yeah, he was. Not on Friday. He had to work Friday.
Ugh.
I know. That's the worst. Like, they almost should have just had him work Thanksgiving and gotten Friday off.
Yeah, so he could have, like, a 3-day weekend.
Right, instead of... It was super dumb.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man. He should. So it's weird to sit and talk about things when we did them together.
Yeah, I know.
Because I can be like, oh yeah, and then we went to the bar.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, we did go to the bar.
I was so full and uncomfortable that I couldn't, I bought 2 drinks, but like drank half of each one. It was a waste of money.
You seemed uncomfortable.
I was so, like, my pants did not fit.
Yeah.
I was just, and I had a stomach ache.
That happened to me at Friendsgiving.
Oh.
So I wore too tight of pants, the high-waisted kind that I haven't worn in a while. Why I did that, I was like, I'm already going to be socially uncomfortable. Let me wear the most uncomfortable pants.
So,
like,
I can be physically uncomfortable.
Terrible idea. But I was like, I look good.
I'm sure you did.
I looked great.
You did. I liked your outfit.
Thank you.
I'm eating a cookie.
And then I hadn't eaten, and it was at like 1 or something, and I hadn't eaten yet. And I immediately drank a mimosa when I got there. And then I drank coffee, and then ate quiche. And then I was like, my stomach started gurgling, and I was like, I'm gonna shit my pants at Friendsgiving. Like, this is terrible. And so then I got the sweats, you know, I was like, my heart was beating really fast. And I, for a while, I had to literally focus on not shitting my pants, and I couldn't join in conversation. I'm sure I was just staring, probably as white as a ghost. And then I stepped outside for a second, because it was a million degrees in there too, as it gets with a lot of people.
Right.
So I stepped outside, and anyway, I didn't shit my pants.
I thought you did.
No, I didn't shit my pants.
Oh, but you shit.
No.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, you just fell. Okay, yeah. I'm mistaking for what happened to me yesterday, so it's fine.
No.
But
I probably shit when I got to your house.
When it's a holiday about food, these are things that we should be warned about.
Yeah.
Don't wear fitted clothes.
Don't wear fitted clothes. Make sure you eat before a brunch and you're going to drink a mimosa. Because I have, stomach issues to begin with. And so putting... champagne and coffee into an empty stomach is just, I mean, it's not going to end.
Why does it sound like such a good idea in the morning?
I don't know. And then we ordered Jet's Pizza that night, and I was like dying in bed.
Yeah.
It was a terrible day for my gut.
It's all my cons about Thanksgiving are how I felt physically. And well, that makes sense. But I didn't even, I felt like it was a big plate of food, but I didn't eat that much beforehand. I don't know. I blame it on the starch.
Oh, Thanksgiving morning, I fucked up. The night before, I drank way too much gin.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why? There was no reason for it. And then I walked to my friend Annie's and drank, crushed red wine after drinking a ton of gin. Mm. Set my alarm for 8 o'clock to wake up on Thanksgiving. Woke up at 10:15 in one of those, what year is it things. And I was like, fuck, I have to make cheesy potatoes. And I was just
Did you have the ingredients?
I had everything. And I just had to throw it in a crock pot. But I was leaning over the counter, don't barf. Don't barf. So then I went to the gas station. I got a huge Sprite and a Gatorade. Did not take my sunglasses off in there. And I was like, I cannot go to family Thanksgiving. And, like, just downed a whole bunch of liquids on the way to Thanksgiving. Opened the door and walked in. And I was like, I feel terrible. And my mom, my sister had just had twins. So my mom was afraid, like, I had a cold or something.
Oh.
She was like, you what? You feel terrible? I was like, no, I did this to myself. I'm just very hungover. And then nobody cared. And then I was so hungover, I didn't really want to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you drink anything?
I drank some wine. Yeah, I had to. It's the only way I was going to make it through.
Yeah.
And then I had like a Coors Light.
Did you end up back here? You always, on some nights, end your night with like
a Coors Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I ended up back here. I got here at like 8 or 9.
There's something really magical about being an adult and after Thanksgiving, being in your own bed.
Oh, yeah. Like, not having to, like, coming home from college and, like, right. Spend the night at your parents' house.
Right. And just, like, come back to your home. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm still, like, sitting here being like, I hope that this microphone is recording our voices. But I also don't want to check because I don't want to know. Should I check?
Yeah, maybe we
take Let's take a quick little break skis.
Little break skis.
Guess what? It worked.
Yay!
Yay!
That would be terrible if it didn't. Oh, I thought that said 31 minutes.
Yeah, it's in beats and measures right now. So we've been recording for 316 measures.
Beats.
Is it measures 4 seconds or it depends on the song? Or it, 4 beats?
It's 4 beats.
Okay.
Well, no, it depends on what time signature right. You're in.
Fa, hu, four, a, da, hu, four,
is that 4-4 time?
Welcome, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just know in dance, it was always like 5, 6, 7, 8. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And it was always really hard to perform in pieces when the time, like the measure would change. Like it was like in,
yeah.
It wasn't like the same.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know things about music. I don't anymore.
Oh. Well. And you made it sound like you did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have anything else you want to say about the holiday before we... Or your weekend?
I just want to say stuffing is the best, and stuffing rules it all, and there should be nothing else but stuffing.
What about cheesy potatoes?
Did
you have mine?
No, and I didn't have any.
Any. What about pie?
I'm not a big pie person.
I didn't get any pumpkin pie this year. I was pissed.
There was pumpkin pie at Omi and Opie's.
It never got cut into until the very last minute. I wasn't going to be the one. I already ate a whole quiche at Friendsgiving.
My favorite thing there was the sweet potatoes, because those are unreal, the sweet ones. And
yeah.
Then the stuffing, and then the, what's it called?
Dairy-free.
Those were actually good.
Yeah.
But then there was this dessert that was like fruit and whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. It's strawberries and like pretzels on the bottom.
It's very cleansing after. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're just like, I need fruit. It's really my body being like, give me a fucking fruit.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
That's all I have to say.
That's great.
So, should we get into it?
Yeah, I don't know the title of this episode.
Oh, shit. But I have to reach over.
Well.
I'm going to reach over.
Yeah, because I don't remember it. But this is the episode after the big bomb one.
It's called Yesterday.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
That's good.
That was really nice. Shotgun workup?
Yeah, do you have it? Otherwise, it's down there.
I have Jake tumors in his face. Man dying.
I didn't mean to laugh. I was picturing my husband. And I don't know. Sorry.
Man dying a slow death.
Yep.
Orgasm woman.
Okay, perfect.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 of them. Okay.
My first note was, this is my favorite scene ever, because it fucking is. When Christina and is dancing to her headphones, like Latin music, and Burke, and she's just killing it, and then Burke walks in and sees her. She stops,
mm-hmm.
and then resumes, which mm-hmm. is the best, and tries to get Burke to dance with her, and finally he just gives in, and it's his face, and just everything is the fucking best. This
yeah.
is one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, I said I love private dance parties. I do that all the time. I dance with my headphones in. It's great.
Yeah,
and you just bop along, and then I said Burke's dances like a dad.
Yeah.
A little bit. But he does that little like cha-cha
yeah.
thing.
He and his eyes get like really wide.
Yeah.
But
it's really cute.
I had a roommate freshman year of college named Alicia, and she moved out second semester, and she she was very strange, and she would, I hope she doesn't listen. She unfriended me. She will.
Yeah.
Unless we become famous. But anyways, she would wear headphones, and when you're coming up the elevator, the sixth floor of Acres, you could hear them because she would listen to them like so loud that like you can hear it without wearing them. And she'd be standing in the lobby of the floor, just pacing in circles and singing country music with her headphones.
Sometimes you have to do that.
But she did it all of the time.
Okay. That's not something you're allowed to do.
Not
all
in
the
bedroom.
Time.
Not like just in the elevator lobby. It was so weird. I was like, hey.
One time at Michigan State, I had my headphones in. I was in the back of CATA, the bus, mm-hmm. busing system. And I was like at the very back, you know, at the back, there was like a step up
yeah.
and I was holding on. And so because I was holding on, I couldn't like turn down my music or anything. And all of a sudden, Jet, Cold Hard Bitch came on.
Oh.
You know, the beginning where he screams.
Oh, what does he say?
Yeah. And then the dude in front of me turned around and looked at me. And I was just like, yeah, okay. I'm listening to this right now. So I was just like, you're just like her.
But I just picture her like heavily walking in circles, singing country music. Ugh.
I like out loud.
Yeah, like. Oh, it was such a nightmare, and that would happen. Sometimes she'd be like locked out. Like that's why she. And then,
why didn't she have her keys?
I don't know. She also, when she moved out, we found a list of men's names written on the side of her bed, which either means she fucked them
or killed them.
And she would disappear for days at a time. So I think she was murdering people. And when, this is the last thing, she was very interesting. When she moved out, her, like, boyfriend, his name was, like, Richard something. We called him Dick Richard. I don't know why. But he, like, came over. He's like, I'm going to drop off some of Alicia's stuff. We're like, okay. It was a crossbow and baby oil.
Wait, what?
Yes. Exactly. I have no idea. So.
Well, wait. My roommate from
Did you
my
have
freshman
an anonymous
year?
Roommate? Or, I mean, like, eventually she had me. She was anonymous the whole time.
You know, she actually was really great. I don't even want to tell this story because looking back, I realize I was just fucking uptight. I was going to be like, she ate my popcorn, which is like, be like, I fucking bought that popcorn.
I mean, like, ours even, this is sad. Please don't think I'm a dick, people. So her mom had passed away, which is very sad. I don't know when, but at some point in her life. She had this like 11 by 14 photo of her mom's face, but it was like a photo that was kind of like terrifyingly mugshot like.
Oh.
And she like hung it right in our living room, and it always just like.
Okay, see,
that's
different. Like putting it in your bedroom, your
space.
Well,
if you're in a dorm, there's not really like. Remember, Acres had like a living room off the side?
Right, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Put it in your bedroom, not your living room.
She probably didn't want it to look at her either, like how it stared at all of us. But that's to say, we also hung up Harry Potter and Zac Efron posters everywhere. So
she
probably was like,
hated you.
Yeah, pretty sure she did.
Yeah. And also, listeners, it was Abby and her two best friends and then another random roommate. Can you imagine being that girl?
Did you ever meet her? You cannot.
But can you imagine moving in with three people who've known each other pretty much their whole lives?
We reached out to her months prior to talk to her and become her friend, and she did not want to be our friend.
Well, I'm just saying, it would be terrible.
When we went to look at her photo she was tagged in on Facebook, the only thing she had was albums of squirrels on campus that she gave captions to.
That's funny. I'd like her.
I know. That's funny. We'd probably be friends now. I get it. All right. I'm terrible.
No,
anyways,
you're not terrible at all.
I was. Marge the cat is invasive.
Yeah.
Okay, so my last note on that little scene was Christina's laugh, too. She has this, like, hilarious, maniac laugh when...
A little cackle.
Yeah, she's just like, ah, ha, 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 and it just is my favorite. Also, he can't hear her music, which is even funnier. Like, we hear it because we're the, like... But, like, she has her headphones in the whole time. So
that's
he's just,
true.
Like, guessing what kind of music.
Oh, that makes it kind of even cuter.
He probably thinks it's, like, saxophone.
Because that's all he listens to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then we find out... Yeah.
Ellis is a sexual being.
Oh, I was just going to say that Christina never gave up her apartment.
Oh, yeah, because she gets
in that scene, yeah. But then, yeah, I just said, oh, my God, can you imagine your mother saying shit like that about, like, her sex life to you?
That he makes her
like
her crawl.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, shut the fuck up, Mom. Like, don't talk. I mean, we're all sexual human beings. Maybe I wouldn't.
Except our moms.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
just don't talk about that stuff with my mom. So I think if I did, I would.
I think the way she's talking about it is a little frightening to hear.
Yeah, I would say so.
But And also because she's talking like she's 20.
And she's not.
Right. So it's just kind of like that weird contrast.
Yeah.
Meredith sums it up. You know, my mom is a filthy whore.
I love that line.
Which, like, she's not saying anything that Meredith wouldn't say, which is the best.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's the same as Meredith is now.
Yep. So, big news in this episode.
Big news.
And right from the beginning, pretty much, I wrote, oh my God, Mark Sloan hitting on Meredith.
And finally we get Mark Sloan.
Thank God.
You know, because, like, McDreamy is only so dreamy, and we're sick of his antics right now. We need some new thing to focus on.
Some new hot piece of meat to look
at.
In
a leather jacket.
Yeah, with his little bit of gray hair and his really baggy pants.
Yeah,
turns out everyone
dressed bad in the beginning.
Yeah. But he is so handsome.
Yeah.
Mark Sloan is.
He is so
Do
handsome.
You think McDreamy or Mark Sloan is McSteamy or McDreamy? Not like overall in general. Like,
just
we can
their,
ask this question a million times.
Just their their physical attributes?
Yeah.
That's so hard to like distinguish.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Sloan would be a much more fun person to be with.
To be in bed with?
Yeah, and just, like, in general, be more fun. Derek is always misty-eyed and...
Yeah, like, the ending scene where he's just slouching in bed in the camper.
I think Derek is way more romantic and, like, well, I mean, like, a little bit soft. I don't know. But Mark Sloan is... I think I'm more of a Mark Sloan.
All right.
Like, I'll
take
steamy.
It. Yeah.
When they agree on his name, it's a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's later.
There
on,
it
like,
is.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they, like, dreamy, make... Like,
yummy.
And then when they say McSteamy, just,
that's
it.
There it is. So good. I mean, do you just want to talk about patience, maybe?
So let's end with the conversation about, like, Derek Addison. And let's end with that. So,
Jake, tumors in the face.
Jake, tumors in the face. Cool to see Christina empathetic again.
Yeah, and she's super sweet to him about, like, he saying he has nice eyes.
Right.
That was cool. Cute to see. I mean, obviously Jake was put in this episode, so Derek and Mark
had to work together.
Yeah, and like yell at each other and disagree on a course of treatment.
And
you know?
I think because it got the chance for us to see that Mark is a good guy, not just a cheater, because at the end he does that surgery on him, on Jake, when he dies. So I think it gave Mark, like, we find out he's in plastics. We find out he will go behind Derek's back to try to, like, do the right thing for a patient. And then we also find out that in the end, like, he's also willing to do things not to make money, but just to do a good thing.
Look at you pulling that all together.
I think, we learn a lot about Mark through this guy.
Yeah, I'm really impressed that you did that. Nice work.
You know what? You're welcome. Really sad when he dies, too, though. Like, the operating room just looks like a massive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just
like they tried
all
everything.
Over the floor. And so what happened? Did his skull flap?
Well, he was doing the brain surgery, which they knew there were risks, but I think he just
bled out.
Yeah.
Something.
Really sad. Why is my computer so loud? I'm sorry if you hear things, listeners.
Like our voices.
Yeah, just turn us off. Also, like, we both turned to each other in that moment, and we're like, oh, wow, they're going to do that to his face without his parents, and then they're like, we got the parents' approval.
Yeah.
Which was just really sad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really feel like I have much more to say about him.
No, I don't either. I think it would have been a cool character to make last a couple more episodes.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just liked what he did with Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Not many patients do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's when people are, like, confident and call her out on her shit.
He had a nice monologue with his mom, too. It's about, like, you're the only person who thinks, like, you have to think I'm
I still haven't seen the movie Wonder, but I really want to go see it with Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And there's that line in it when he says, you're only saying that because you're my mom. And she says, it's because I'm your mom. It means the most.
Aww.
Because I know you. And then I start sobbing. And I've always seen the movie.
Aww.
Okay. So should we talk about Take That?
Yeah. Man dying a slow death.
Yeah. I forget what his name is. We could look it up, but you guys don't care. he's very sad. And at first I had a lot of, I don't know.
His voice is his voice.
It's
hard to talk.
My computer is so loud.
It's taking off. It's going to leave.
I'm sorry. I'll stop talking about it. So, that's the thing. So that guy, he's having Meredith help record him. And two things he's doing is like sympathetic. Sympathy? I don't know.
It's like goodbyes, pretty much.
Right. And then they're fucking amazing.
This was the question.
Yeah. Well, I.
Okay. Would you, said, like, as he's recording these, like you fucking wronged me goodbyes videos to people because he's like, I'm going to die. And here are my final words to you. They're all really negative things, like, from a long time ago, like, from a long time ago. And you were, like, all about it. You were like, yeah, I would do it. You
I think
do
there's
that.
A couple people in my life that I would love to get a last word. It's usually people who don't know that they, you know what I mean? Like, same with that probably. Like, affected my life in a way that's pissed me off, and I just feel like they should. But I think I would maybe end it in, like, that. I'm just also letting you know I forgive you.
That's so shitty.
Right. I don't know. I guess that's what my journal is anyways. It's just me.
Yeah. Just publish your journal.
Although one of my journals from high school, I literally have a note in the front. It's like, it was like notes to friends of mine being like, okay, so-and-so, this is what I want. You can read this part.
That's like some Netflix 13 Reasons
it's
Why
mostly shit. Reasons, it's mostly like boys I loved. I wanted them to know that
like
I loved
who?
Them. I'm not going to say.
Why not? It's years later
because
you got married.
Remember when I talked about my first crush in sixth grade, Scott DeWitt, and then he listened to that episode?
Yeah, well, my boyfriend just listened to the fact that I almost shit my pants at Friendsgiving. So.
But you didn't. So there's that. I'm just saying, I'm not going to bring it up. but yeah, I don't know. Would you? Aren't there someone in your life that you'd want to like?
Oh yeah.
That's okay.
Someone,
I thought you were disagreeing.
No. There's so someone who like I could, you know, probably drop kick him off a mountain and not feel that bad about it.
Right.
However, the weight that it carries, you carry your life through with those bad feelings.
Whoa. Are you letting it go now instead of waiting till your deathbed?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping that when I get to my deathbed, I don't have all these like terrible feelings about people. Like, I hope I have grown enough as an individual that I can confront people.
I'm talking
when they
upset dying. You know, you're going to die tomorrow.
I'm going to die tomorrow. Then I'm going to light myself on fire and jump off a mountain. Like,
why?
Because that seems like a cool way.
Seems like a horrible way.
Like going out in a blaze, flying down a mountain.
If I could choose.
Okay, maybe not light myself on fire, but jump off a mountain.
Maybe. I would want to be reenacting a Game of Thrones scene.
That'd be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I am Ned Stark. Behead me. Just kidding. That'd be really scary.
I think maybe I'd just like to take some drugs and. No, yeah.
But what if you have a bad trip on your way down?
No. I mean, like. Drugs that like make you go.
I'm gonna do it like Elena from Game of Thrones, which I'm not gonna say anymore because you all don't watch it.
Ooh.
I can't say it. It's too much of a spoiler. If you are watching Game of Thrones, skip ahead 15 seconds. Tell Cersei it was me.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So, anyways, if you listen to Game of Thrones, I hope you like that. Welcome back if you skipped ahead. Okay, so anything else on him?
I don't know. I just feel like 14 tapes of, like, shit. Like, there's, okay, here's another thing. Yeah, something
yes.
else about him. There's obviously something the matter with you if you have, like, 14 tapes of people that have wronged you.
I agree.
Like, it's obviously not these people.
I agree. I guess I was just being lighthearted and thinking it'd be fun to send some
yeah
little messages.
I just think at the end of the day, kindness is the best way to go.
So true. But I'm going to send you one that's going to be, like,
oh, please don't. That's going to be what? I hated doing the podcast with you.
No, it's going to be like, bitch, when you get to heaven, you owe me 20 bottles of red wine.
I bring the red wine every week. However,
whoa.
Not this week.
I just thought it'd be funny to be an IOU.
I like that.
And then you better show up to the pearly gates.
I'm going to have like a backpack of wine. I'm going to have one of those helmets on where just like there's a straw into my mouth.
That's what my heaven is.
Of red wine.
Then
and then there's going to be like steak on the other side.
Then
I'll be like, sup, Abby?
I will greet you with open arms.
Cool. Are you the one opening the gate? Are you St. Peter?
I almost said an open leg.
I will greet you with open legs. will finally be in heaven.
I really, really wish that that's what heaven was.
And on that note, let's talk about Orgasm Woman.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. I feel like this isn't even a question. No one would want to have orgasms all the time without meaning to. Izzy, you
without meaning to.
She didn't mean to.
No, I don't mean it. Izzy, it's kind of like when previous episodes.
What
where
am I
talked not- about.
Sorry, what? This reminds you of an episode when you talked about blank.
I don't want to bring it back up.
Why?
I don't know. Oh. My house is haunted.
What was that? I have legit goosebumps. It sounded like something was over there.
It's probably someone sits outside that window and smokes. So she probably just hit the chair.
Oh,
on the
God.
Wall.
Okay, thank you.
Or
I need
it's,
to...
a, it's a spirit. It's one of the two.
I hate everything right now. I'm literally cringy. The spirit's going to get me first.
Yeah, you're on that side. So I chose not to sit over there.
Christmas tree, save me.
It just falls on you.
Oh my God. Okay, it's fine. It's probably, right?
Yeah.
What's her face?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Okay, back to, yeah, Izzy was super, she's like, I don't mean to be insensitive, but like, why don't you want to have orgasms in class?
Maybe it was the beast talking.
Well, yeah. Well, like, no.
I've never experienced the beast.
Yeah, I don't really, well, I maybe I've experienced the beast. Yeah.
I just don't know if I have, but.
Maybe you're just not there yet. I'm sure everyone
I has. Hope I experience it when I'm like 40.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Because our sex drive goes up as we get older as women. And
thank God.
Yeah, and men's go down.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it works
when
really
do we meet,
well.
When do we meet? That's when we start fucking women.
Welcoming with open legs. Yes, exactly. That's when we become lesbian.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, like, I don't really get what this person's point was other than to, like, it's a funny thing sort of for, like, to talk about sex. It was a lot of sex in this episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I already forgot the last
out.
Scene.
We found out that Derek makes $2 million a year.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that, too.
Yeah. $2 million.
It actually, my notes were Derek punches. Derek makes $2 million a year.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't. Yeah, because Derek punches Mark in the face.
Because we're gonna get to them.
Oh, right. We're not there yet.
No. Anything else on Sex Lady? I don't think so. I mean, like, okay, Alex and Izzy.
Oh, I just wrote. Oh my God! Terrible to have an orgasm in front of your father.
Oh yeah, I wrote that too.
Like that's he handled it well. The father.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah,
he's experienced it before. He's come to terms. Not like that. Like, he just has seen it before. Good God. Okay. Let's actually talk about Burke and Christina, and then we'll do the love triangle, which will lead to the last scene.
Perfect.
Okay, so, Burke and Christina, he gets mad at her for keeping her apartment. I feel both ways about this.
Yeah.
I feel like, as a woman, it would be a safe option, especially if you're Christina and you're kind of nervous. Like, you've never lived with a dude before.
Well, yeah, like, I'm sure that apartments aren't easy to come by in Seattle.
Right.
You know? And, like...
And she's a doctor, so money is not...
Yeah, and so if you, like, want... I think you turned to me and mentioned something about, like, Carrie Bradshaw and Sex and the City. She always has her apartment.
Yep.
And the minute she fucking allows Aiden to move in and he sells his apartment and he buys the apartment for her, they fucking don't end up together.
Right.
And then she is screwed and has to ask Charlotte for her old engagement ring to buy the apartment. See?
I've never seen Sex in the City, so...
Bad shit happens.
Ruined the whole plot for me.
It's like an episode.
I know.
Bad shit happens.
Yeah, and so I very much, like, empathize with Christina, but under the understanding that Burke was thinking that she had gotten rid of it. Like,
yes.
That's where the issue lies.
Exactly.
So I don't know if she, like, actually lied or if she just didn't say anything.
She probably lied.
Yeah, so that's, I understand Burke's frustration, because if I reverse it, I think, like, Jake and I would have been together, and then I found out he's still at the apartment.
Flip shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think there's anything wrong with Christina being like, because they haven't been dating that long. You know, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with her being like, I want to keep my apartment, like, I'm living with you, pretty much.
Right.
I just want my apartment, like, still. What's
Sorry,
the big deal? No, I don't
Yeah, I agree. Also, in surgery, when Burke was, like, being passive-aggressive to Meredith and, like, using the patient to talk about what's actually happening in his life, he said something about, like, it's not noble.
Oh, yeah, it's a lie. Like, he said something like, you're a lie. It's lying. You're a liar.
Right. And I was like, Christina isn't not noble because of that. Like,
no.
And then, okay, the argument at the end is the best.
Oh, my God. Well, she's eating Chinese food in bed, first of all.
And looking just like a little small child.
Yeah, super meek.
I am Preston Burke.
Yeah.
I am a surgeon. And then he uses the phrase to her, you are a slovenly angry intern.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, and I love you. Why won't you let me love you?
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks at her and she just says, I got rid of the apartment 20 minutes ago.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. And then walks away. That's what I kind of love about Burke. Like, he is very full of emotion,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, once he realizes, like, okay, we're good. Like, there's no, he doesn't, like, keep nagging about it.
Yeah.
He just realizes, like, okay, that problem is solved and I am in the wrong and let's move on.
Yeah.
I just love that when he says that.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, how do you feel about their, like, relationship in general? So far, up till now. Because I feel like a lot of stuff has happened.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're in a good place.
Yeah.
And I like them together.
Yeah, I do too.
I like, if Burke had held this grudge and been mad and then leading into the next one, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
But I like that he, like, drops it and is like, good. And he says, I love you.
Yeah, because that hasn't happened yet. Well, like he said in his, well, sleep Burke.
And so did she.
Yeah.
Yep. But now she hasn't said it back yet, though.
No.
So cute.
First time for everything. I don't know what that means.
Oh, one last thing on Chris.
Yeah.
Actually, though, that's it with Burke, actually.
But let me make sure I don't have any notes on it. I don't think so. I think we probably hit all of the things. I didn't write a lot of notes, obviously.
There was one other thing Christina did that has nothing to do with Burke, but it was when they named McDreamy, and they were like, why is he suturing his own face? And she goes, to turn me on, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, do you want to take a quick break, and then we'll get into the love triangle? Because
sure.
I feel like this is going to be a conversation.
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. How many beats are we at?
A thousand and ninety-four beats.
That's a lot of beats.
I wonder how long of a song that is. Won't find out till later.
Till later.
Okay, love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start at the beginning.
Okay,
Meredith meets Derek in a bar. Okay, so right away, Mark Sloan comes in, he punches him, they're in a meeting with Chief, and I thought it was interesting that Derek, like, Chief kept egging, like, what is the wrong, what, why'd you punch this guy? Who is this guy? And he, like, makes Addison say it.
Yeah. Like,
which
Derek
is kind of what's that word? Masochist. I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's a little slut-shamey, but I'll forgive it.
Slut-shamey?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But whatever.
Like, he's pissed.
Yeah.
And then Addison says what happened, and I love Chief, like, pauses and then says, did you put your weight behind it? It was just like, whatever. Moving on.
Yeah.
Like, you did the right thing, Derek, pretty much.
Let's talk about the dirty mistresses.
Right.
Meredith and Mark Sloan are going to be buddies.
Do they become buddies?
Well, in this moment they are, because they're both the dirty mistresses, which is a great nickname. I feel like this show, it gets said a lot.
Yeah, like this is the first time I think it's said.
Right.
And then it carries
she
on
might say
to
it
many,
once.
It carries on through a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just love it that they're bonding over that. And how he makes the comment to her that when Derek walked, we learn a lot about what actually happened when Derek, like, saw Addison. And it's, first of all, they were in the throes, is what he said.
Yeah.
Derek walked in and just walked out. Didn't say anything.
Then they're done that.
But when he was talking to Meredith, punches him. I really think he only punched him because he hadn't really had a chance to before. I don't think it had anything to do with Meredith. But
well, yeah, when you're, like, in bed with another woman, you're not going to go punch a dude.
Right, right.
It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, naked. And
yeah, like, naked
sway.
And afraid.
Yeah, so I like that we learned that. And then we also learn big news.
Oh, that.
Yeah, say it. You're going to know it. I'm speaking to you telepathically.
That he didn't forgive Addison?
No.
Oh.
That Mark stayed with Addison.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I think we all assumed that, like...
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that note. He doesn't know how we felt. Mark loves Addison. Why didn't I just read that note?
But, like, yeah, we assume that they sleep together and that's it. We didn't
just
know.
Just, like, a quick little sexual
affair.
That he
stayed with her.
Yeah. They stayed in New York
and
together.
And he's in love.
Yeah. And I think Addison was in love, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And, well, I like to, Mark and Derek are, like, arguing in Chief's thing and everyone's watching and someone, like, I think maybe Christine is like, someone just called someone a crack whore.
Yeah.
Like,
Also, Mare and Dare talk about it.
Yeah.
Interesting, because, like, we haven't seen them. We didn't really talk about, do you think in, like, the next episode or something, we're going to talk about the fact how Meredith almost died last episode?
Nothing
was really talked about. Like, we just kind of moved on from it.
I don't think it happens until later, much, much later episode, which
okay.
I don't want to do a spoiler
okay.
about. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, Bailey acknowledges it and is like, hey,
yeah,
you okay? She's like, I'm okay.
Bailey, you know, acknowledges and notices everything because she's the best.
Right.
Bailey was having a teaching moment with her child in the
She was. Oh, yeah, she was
nest.
Teaching him what
yeah.
the surgery was having in
yeah.
the crow's nest.
I don't know what it's called.
The gallery. The crow's nest. That's good.
It's the same. Anyway. Then we find out that Derek never forgave Addison.
Yeah, he says
that's rough.
He's like something. Doesn't he say like I'm not gonna forgive you, and I didn't forgive her yet, or something.
Something. Well, he's like you forgave her. He's like I didn't forgive her,
right.
And I have no obligation to try with you.
Right. So he's trying with her, but obviously not very hard.
And then Mark is like, "Your marriage is over, Addison," which it fucking is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so over. I mean, look at how he laid in that camper at the end.
I wrote Derek in the book, in bed is me.
Yeah.
He's just like, nah.
It's like when you accidentally turn your phone on and it's lit and you got the double chin.
The worst.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. Mark tries to get Addison to come to Joe's across the road.
Which is very much what, didn't Meredith do that to Derek? When
yeah.
She's like, I'm going to be at Joe's.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Meredith, like, Mark sits down and Meredith was just kind of like, yo, dog, it ain't going to happen.
Because she says that he's not the kind of man that you need.
If you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
That is such good writing that
yeah.
they have him come and do the same thing Meredith did.
Yep.
Fucking good job, Shonda.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my cat is meowing.
Do you want to let her out?
No, she's fine.
Okay.
Unless she starts shaking the door. Let's maybe finish up this love triangle because then there's some other random thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So do you want to go into what happens with you wanted to ask who you would choose.
Did I want to ask that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
you
would
like,
you, when, like, Mark was in the elevator with Addison
yeah.
and was like, your marriage is over, like, come
I feel
home
like
with
it
me.
Would be very hard to admit that your marriage is over.
Yeah.
And, like, so I feel like the weight of that is why she doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that's, like, she probably doesn't want to be the one to make that decision. I think she, like, wants Derek.
Yeah.
To be, like, she would feel better if it was, like, Derek that would throw in the towel.
Yeah,
and
like,
she
Derek
did.
Left and then she could go be with Mark.
Right. So I feel like, because like Meredith said, he's not the kind of man you need. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, yeah, she's totally would have a much better time with Mark Sloan.
You think so? Well, because
he would love her back.
Yeah, Derek doesn't love her.
They don't even sleep together. They don't do anything.
Yeah. And she's trying so hard.
And he's
hard.
Just fucking grumpy when he's at home.
Because he doesn't love her.
And
he doesn't forgive her.
He's in love with Meredith.
Yeah, he's in love with Meredith.
Yeah, I would
he
absolutely.
He doesn't forgive
yeah.
his ex-wife. Or, I mean, his wife.
Yeah.
His current wife. And at this point, Derek, like, you're not being a good guy by staying with her.
No, not at all.
You know,
I can, and even though like, I just feel like, imagine if they were to just get divorced, I feel like they'd even be more amicable with each other.
I think
like
that. Yeah. I think that happens with a lot of people.
Right.
Once you like let go of that pressure and realize like,
right,
we can't do this anymore.
Right.
It doesn't always happen that way, but
no. Yeah, I agree. So I mean, I'd like to think that if I were Addison, I would go with Mark, but it would be very hard.
Yeah. Or if I was Addison, I would fucking end it with Derek and go find out what the fuck my life is all about without this.
Yeah, true, 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 true. Which
I don't know. What happens?
Yeah, so that's all I have on the love triangle, other than I fucking love Mark.
Yeah, I'm so excited that he is... I mean, it's right now it's cameo, but I think maybe he'll be joining the cast.
Yes.
It's hard to say, but we had another character introduced, which was Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, Meredith's dad.
Yeah.
Because she does say she does... She, well, let's to get to that, let me just talk about, like, George is coming up to Meredith.
Oh, my
and
God.
And invites her to a bar, not Joe's, somewhere where maybe they could talk.
Yeah.
And he's being so, like, just George and, like,
yeah.
very much putting himself out there.
Yeah.
And Meredith just looks up and goes, I don't want to be the person to write or send tapes on my deathbed. And
yeah.
you're like, okay, bye.
And then, can you imagine? Okay, in that moment, I felt really bad for George.
Yeah.
It just fucking sucks. But at the lunch table thing, George is so awkward.
I wrote, George is so cringy when flirting.
Yeah, like, I have to put my, like, hand over my face in scenes like that, because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But so, I feel like Grey's Anatomy does this thing where they do scenes with, like, two characters, and I felt like they did this with Meredith and her dad, Thatcher, where not much is said,
right.
but, like, I feel like so much happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, it was like the end of the bomb episode with Derek and Meredith. Like, their scene was very short
right.
about, like, that shampoo and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like they do it well.
Yes. Like, less, there's a lot of less dialogue, but a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one, too. Like, you see that he's surprised to see her. We mm-hmm. don't know when he last saw her.
Right.
Although we kind of know timeline because Ella says to Chief that, Meredith's dad left, and that's when she's 5. So,
yeah,
really kind of brilliant that he recognizes her so fast, but I guess you kind
it's
of...
It's your child.
Yeah, I guess so. But 5 to 30?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's seen photos
yeah.
or something of her.
Yeah, so he sees her, and, like, it's so heart-crushing when he just says, do you need anything?
Yeah.
Like, wrong time.
Yeah,
and
not
like,
good.
A little too late, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... Which, to me, it's cringy to watch that, but it's also really good writing. Because, like, that's how it's supposed to be. It's
yeah.
like he didn't say the right thing.
No. And I don't think he ever will. Like, we're learning about
yeah.
his character that I don't think he gets it right, ever.
Right. But also, Meredith doesn't want any. She's like, no, I don't want anything from you. She's
yeah.
so good at doing that thing where she cries without crying.
Yeah.
How the fuck does she do that?
I don't know. The little misty-eyed thing?
I wish that's how I actually cried.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be a good life? So then, we have to talk about this.
We knew it was coming, but it took me by surprise.
I was pretty positive it was, like, within this episode or the next episode.
It's so bad. It's so bad because you know it's going to be bad. Like,
yeah.
just, so. I guess, though, we don't actually know if it's bad. I wonder if I could go back in time and watch this, if I would think it's going to work out.
No,
I just
can't. I mean, even just how she takes his shirt off is like.
Yeah, and you know she's sad.
What did you think about what George said to her?
Well, before he says something to her, he has a conversation with Izzy, I think, or someone, and he says, she doesn't even hear me when I talk.
Yep.
And that is just the saddest thing to me, because I feel like in some ways I've had that happen or felt like that in high school boys or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like you're just not being noticed. And that is like the worst feeling. What he says is, I think it's beautiful, but, and I know like really reality, he has had a crush on Meredith since the first episode.
Right.
It's been very like vague and overshadowed and never a big plot part. So that's why it seems kind of deep. I'm like, whoa, George.
You love her.
Yeah. But like that is fucking deep and like, so it's like beautiful if it was a moment where it was mutual.
Right. And it's not.
Yeah.
You can tell from the look on her face that like she's mm-hmm. in a deep, dark, twisty place and she's going to latch on to any type of
yeah.
love that might be coming her way.
Right.
And it's not going to be good
no.
for either party at all.
I did write on a good note is A+ acting, George.
Yeah. He did a wonder. Like he, can you imagine? But But I'm sorry, like, he's George. Like, if George, I wouldn't want that either from George.
There's times in this series when I am attracted to George.
Yeah.
But it's not right in this moment. But did you notice that he was so, the reason I said good acting is, like, his throat. You could see him, like, getting nervous and, like, clenching.
Yeah.
It was, but also, he wasn't being very cringy. Like,
no,
in that speech. Like,
I thought it was a very beautiful scene. Like, I wasn't, like, cringy about George saying those
just
things.
Just about it happening.
Yeah, I was just like, this is, and it wasn't even like, ew, George, gross,
yeah,
I hate him. It was just like, you two characters are not supposed to be together.
Also, I feel so bad for him because I kind of feel like this is on Meredith. Like,
oh, it's totally on Meredith.
And it makes me mad because I feel like George is this like wholesome little nugget that like,
yeah,
you just don't want, like, he's better off if like she speaks the truth to him instead of this. It's going to fuck him up.
Because the next episode, we'll just say, opens up with some shit.
Yeah.
But it's totally on Meredith. I like, everyone knows how I feel about George. I don't really like George, but I feel terrible.
Do you mean you don't like him as like a sexual, like you are not sexually attracted, or do you just not even like him as a person?
Oh, he's just so magooey, you know, like,
okay. Yeah,
you know, he just like bothers me. I think George is a very kind person.
Yeah.
But like, I like a Christina more.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah. See, I would want him as my best friend.
Oh yeah. He'd be a great best friend.
Yeah.
But I feel so bad for him. And, like, Meredith fucks up.
Yeah, this is not good.
Like,
and
I don't see a non-Meredith. I don't see a by Meredith on this.
Not only that, but, like, if Derek finds out about this, like, that's even...
He does find out.
Okay, well, yeah, I figured. I just was saying it for
you. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, like that is also, like, it's not like it's some stranger at a bar.
No, it's, like, your roommate, your best friend, kind of brother-ish, and, like, your coworker. No, this is, like... This is a really, I think this is bigger than Bomb.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bomb was big in, like, the medical sense, but this is big in, like, the drama of the show.
Yeah, like, relationships. And, like, because, you know, no spoiler alerts or anything, but what is each character going to think about this? Like, what's an Izzy going to think about this? What's Christina going to think about this?
Honestly, I feel like you've seen it, so you probably actually remember, but I feel like Izzy's going to be mad.
I think she is.
Because I think she's protective of George.
Well, yeah, they're, like, best friends.
Right. And I think Karev is going to make fun of her beyond.
And I think Christina's going to be on Meredith's side.
Yeah, but
after being like, you,
out.
Yeah, like, you fucked up, you know?
And I think Derek could be mad. Like,
Because he wants to be with Meredith.
Yeah.
So.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a big one at the end there.
It was a big one.
Do you have any more notes on the
episode? No, I was just going to check on groups and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I have to pick my computer up. Let me just do that. Oh.
I feel like my back is having muscle spasms.
Yeah,
right now.
It's hard to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so.
We got Goofs.
I hope.
Goofs, is that what it's called? Notes in Trivia. Not Goofs.
Notes in Trivia. Okay. The song is from Yesterday by the Beatles, as we thought. This is, no note. Sorry, I can't turn my head. Original episode airing gives no direct cause for the spontaneous orgasms that Pamela Calva suffers from.
I wonder, wait, did we ever see a surgery or anything?
No.
I was going to actually ask that.
Also, at the beginning of the episode, you can see Justin Chambers, who plays Alex Karev, his tattoo as he puts on his lab coat.
Oh, interesting.
That's it, though.
That's it?
Yeah.
So not a lot of things for that one.
Nope.
Well, okay. Do we have any, well, first of all,
we only have 9 episodes left.
Oh, that's crazy to think about. We're going to have to do, some great things for the last one, but I think we should do our announcements, things, whatever, and then maybe do a quick spoiler.
Okay.
Just about the last episode.
Yeah.
So do you want to rate it?
Yeah, let's rate it and call Time of Death. Or no, we'll just rate it. We won't call Time of Death.
And
then
if you want to
turn it off
the podcast, you can. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Will you call Time of Death? Or, I mean...
Will I rate it?
Yeah. What's your rating for this one?
1 out of 10 scalpels.
What did we do last week?
I gave it... 8.5. Well, between the two, I gave it 10.
Oh, shit, yeah. Because your average of 8 and 8.5 made it 10.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, whatever. I'm going to give this one 6 scalpels.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent makes it a 7.
Oh, yeah, that was great. But like, I felt like coming from the bomb episode and so much drama, this, like, obviously they couldn't do that again this episode.
Right.
6 is not a bad rating, but it was just kind of like, meh, not much is going on.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Perfect. Okay, let's do, so thanks for listening, but we're going to do spoiler alert now.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I watched it. What happens?
Like, they break into the computer system.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First of all, super dorky that it's, like, an actual green hacking. Yeah. Something else big happens at the end. What?
Oh, Joe's ex-husband shows up.
Oh.
That's the part that got me. Yes. I just screamed at the TV.
Yes.
And it's funny. Okay, so Johnny Kay does not watch Grey's Anatomy at all. He listens to the podcast. God bless him. But he never has seen Grey's Anatomy. And the other day, I was like, I need to watch the newest episode of Grey's Anatomy. So he watched the newest episode with me. And was just like, the whole time, like, who's that? What's that? What's this? I was like, we're fucking 14 seasons in right now. But then at the end, when, like...
Also, it's like a hacking episode.
Yeah, it's like nothing to do with anything. Yeah. And he didn't ask questions the whole time, but that ending part, I like freaked out, and then I had to explain like who Joe was, who Alex was, what happened the season before, and that like what like the news has said about like what they're going to write on Grey's Anatomy about like tackling like abusive relationships.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be a big thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be scary.
Do you think?
I don't think it. First of all, I wish that in the next episode, like, Karev will see him, but that's not going to happen.
No.
Like, it's going to be sneaky, and she's going to be too... He might, like, threaten her
or
something.
Yeah, she's not
going to... Because if it's tackling that subject, it's not going to go away fast.
No.
And it could get scary. Like, J-Lo enough.
Oh. That's such a good movie.
It would make me like Joe more.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that, like, that hit home.
Yeah.
Like, and that... scene right there like did it for me in the episode. I was like, the rest of the episode was a little ridiculous, like whatever.
It was scary when all the machines were coding or something.
Yeah, that was,
and they almost like did that one guy in. That was a little terrifying.
But when it was such a good way to end, like a winter break.
Yeah.
Just being like, fuck, are you kidding me? And Joe's face. And then we don't know if she gets to Krev and about the meds with the boy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely not going to.
It was such a good way to end it.
Yeah. Oh.
But, like, the technology thing and Bitcoin, of course.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because that's big right now. Or
right.
Whatever. All very relevant, but, like...
Sometimes it freaks me out when it's relevant.
Because I know.
I'm so used to watching it in the, like, it's nostalgic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching it where they're talking about things that are happening now is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have to stay like, they can't stay in the early 2000s.
No.
Because time is fast. You know, it's really interesting because I really liked Joe when she was first introduced.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, when finding, especially, like, you find out she lives in her car for a while. Her and Alex have that in common.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know what made me, like,
I think it was when she said she couldn't marry Krev and she wouldn't tell him.
Right. And you were just like, why wouldn't you tell him? He can help you.
And then, But then, and like, did we know at first? I don't think we knew at first that she was married before and it was an abusive relationship.
Right.
And then I think as that came out, I think it was a more understanding that she wouldn't say something. But you were already pissed off at her and just annoyed.
Well,
her.
You didn't find out about that until she told DeLuca, and then he got his ass kicked, and then it was all shoved under the rug.
The rug.
But I don't know. Did we talk about the 300th episode?
Oh, we just did like a live.
We went live, but I just want to say too, like, especially like now watching, episodes with Izzy, like, it's so cool to see. Like, I loved more than anything on that 300th episode. Actually, there's a lot of things I loved. But the callback of when Alex, at first you think he's telling the truth about Izzy. He's like, she's a doctor. She's married. She has kids,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And then you find out that that's just what he envisions for her because he likes to imagine her happy. Like, makes you remember that, like, they had such a relationship and, like.
Well, yeah. And I think about it, too. Like, right now they're having sex and stuff in season 2, where we're at in the podcast. But, like, so much shit is about to happen.
What season
them.
Does she leave Grey's?
I think 5.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's quite early on that she does.
She has that part where she's sick and she sees Denny again.
Yeah, right. But I think that's season four.
Really?
I really do.
What season is busy these days? Let's see. Fifth season ends. Yeah. Yeah, so the fifth season. Because she's only in five seasons.
Yeah. And so, like, it's this, like, crazy, like, from the beginning, Alex and Izzy, like,
kind of have a thing. So George is only in, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that long that they're in it.
So we've been without George for so long.
Yeah.
I got to appreciate it more while it's happening.
I forgot we were on spoiler alerts.
And you were like, Abby, fuck you. No, we are still on spoiler alerts, so no one can get mad at us.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, thinking about, like, Alex and Izzy...
Right.
When you, like, because we've watched so many later episodes, now she hasn't been around, you forget that, like, rewatching these, like, they're not necessarily dating.
But they're having a relationship.
But they're, like, yeah. And then they're always coming back to each other.
Right. Well, they first had sex in the season one.
Yeah.
Like,
and
so.
Then, like, what's her face?
Olivia. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
She comes in and, like, and then Izzy goes crazy. Everyone goes crazy. But they always end up back with each other, and then she leaves. And so, on the 300th episode, for him to just want her to be...
I got
it. Has he been with anyone else after Izzy besides Joe? No.
Was he alone for that long?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I feel like I went in a really dark hole the other day. I don't know why, but I was... It was like, especially because it gets dark out so early, it was like it was light out when I started, and all of a sudden I looked around and my house was pitch black, and I was watching YouTube videos. And I'd forgotten like how things happen. So I was going back and watching like when Christina leaves and like that whole episode. Then I was watching when Izzy leaves in the last scene with Alex. And like, I forgot how that all went down. Like I knew, but I couldn't remember like exact things. And it's very sad.
Wait, I don't remember how Izzy leaves.
She has, I don't know if it's when it's her last scene with her. So I think she leaves after, but they're having a conversation and she thinks she kind of left and then she comes back and they like make up and they kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Alex says, like, I deserve someone who doesn't leave.
Yeah.
So he kind of like pushes her away, but then she's gone.
Yep.
And Meredith like pleads with her, you don't have to do this. We're family.
Yep.
Oh, so much goodness coming.
Yeah.
She has short hair too. It's weird.
I like her with short hair.
Yeah.
I really do.
She looks older. Well, she is obviously, but like the young hair makes her look like she's like
the young hair.
The long hair.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, I could talk about spoiler alert things forever, but I won't.
Yeah, I could too. Anything else to say before we say goodbye?
Nope. Other than hopefully we'll start getting regular recordings and stuff. So, because slow time is among us.
Yeah. Thanks for being patient with us. And if the sound is off tonight, we do apologize. But like we said, y'all are getting all this content
for free.
For free.
So, all right. Call it, girlfriend.
All right. We love you all.
Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a review on iTunes. Follow us on Instagram at the On-Call Room Pod and join our listener group at, you search the On-Call Room Listener Squad on Facebook.
FBO. Okay. So, time to chat. Ooh, fun one. 21-21.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.